Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
This morning I'm joined by Donald McKay, Metal Recyclers Association of South Africa trade advisor, to talk about the new rules government is implementing to clamp down on the scrap metal trade. This is a huge trade in and around South Africa, and we don't realize exactly how much of it is actually exported. So News 24 reported that a ban on scrap metal exports will be introduced for 6 months to limit the damage of copper cable theft to the economy. It is estimated to have cost the economy over 47 billion rand in damages annually. Donald, a very good morning to you and welcome to Early Breakfast.
Morning.
Donald, the strict licensing system for copper trading that will come into effect, what is the basic outcome it will have on your industry?
Well, it's a curious situation, because the product being banned is hardly exported any longer and hasn't been for about 10 years. So the ban is on scrap copper, as in sort of cables and these sorts of things, but that is barely traded. What is curious, though, is the melted copper. So, for example, if you took the cable and you melted it down, that melted product can still be exported, and those exports have been rising. So it is a strange situation. It feels a little bit like the ban is on the wrong part of the value chain.
We have a problem in terms of copper theft. It is a major problem, and we see it all over. We see cables being pulled out and ripped out when it comes to traffic lights cables, on the Cape Town line, the Prasa line, cables being stolen, and it has a huge effect on the economy of the country. And the government has now proposed, or going to be proposing, changes to the existing legislation, such as prohibiting the use of cash transactions involving waste or scrap metal, and this will be gazetted, and buyers must then show an electronic banking record for the scrap metal industry or the scrap metal that they possess. Now, from my experience, Donald, people come to a scrap metal dealer and they don't want their money to be EFT'd. Most of them don't even have bank accounts. They want the money in cash. So how are we going to regulate that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good idea, though, to put it into some kind of traceable form, because at the moment it certainly does make it a lot easier to move stolen metal. I'm not sure, in fact, how many people have an ability to receive the money on their phones, through features like F&B have, where one can do transfers. So I don't actually know how much usage of phones there are, but I do think the trading cash, of course, does certainly create a problem and incentivizes bad behavior, because it is truly untraceable when the payments are made in cash.
The proposal is also that all sellers of copper, waste and scrap metal must be registered with your organization, and we're chatting to Donald McKay this morning from the Metal Recyclers Association of South Africa. Has this not been done? Are there still unregistered sellers?
The problem is less the associations than it is with the police. So the problem is we don't have a centralized database where buyers and sellers are registered. You're supposed to go to your local police station when you set up a scrapyard and tell them you're in the area and you get a little license. But there isn't a centralized database which says here are all of the recycling yards all over the country. And so when trade happens between yards, and we should not forget that's a substantial part of the trade, it's very, very difficult to be able to check if the person that you're buying or selling from are properly registered, and also makes it difficult for the police to act properly if they're not aware centrally of where all of these yards are, and then also where all of the processing equipment is. So remember that once the product is denatured, because it's melted or it's granulated or shredded in some way, It's essentially untraceable as a stolen product. We don't have a register, for example, of where all of that kind of equipment is. Although the new legislation is proposing to at least ensure people have permits when they import machines like that. But we also, like I said, we don't have a central register.
Mm. It is great to see that, you know, there are a number of proposals in line. And if you're the owner of a scrap metal yard and you deal in scrap metal, I'd love to hear from you on 011-883-0702 or on the Cape Talk line on 021-446-0567. Now, the applicants will have to show relevant tax clearance and must also submit, you know, purchase and sales information on the centralized database to be able to trade. Are these regulations great regulation? Because what I'm worried about, Donald, is the bottom line that I'm worried about is banning the exports for 6 months is going to cause quite a bit of a problem.
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of good proposals that have been put forward. I struggle to see how the export ban is going to accomplish much. And I also think we have to be careful that if we create such incredible complexity in terms of record keeping, at some point what will happen is particularly smaller businesses will simply drop out, and you'll end up with a small number of big companies who can afford the investment in the proper accounting that is required. And that could be problematic. So I think I'm hoping the industry can kind of find this middle ground where that kind of regulation is not such that it throttles off the whole industry.
Donald McKay chatting to us this morning. He's from the Metal Recyclers Association of South Africa. And we're chatting about the new rules government is implementing to clamp down on the scrap metal trade on the back of an article in News 24 that reported that a ban on scrap metal exports will be introduced for 6 months to limit the damage of copper cable theft to the economy. If you are in the copper trade, I'd love to hear from you on 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line is on 072-702-1702. And if you're in Cape Town, the WhatsApp line is on 072-567-1567. You can also chat to us on 021-446-0567. A very good morning to you and welcome to the Early Breakfast Show.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.